This is Justin Alwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. The prophet Zechariah wrote, "Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you." I don't know if you've ever been down in the bottomlands, down in the marshland, even between mountains. It can be difficult to get around. Sometimes it's unavoidable. And then when you believe that you have found a way out, you actually begin to sink down into the mire once again. You get dirty, you get wet, you get caught up in the smell. I mean, there are certainly things that are dead down in those places, and sometimes there's even critters that are hiding. But we must go on. We need to press on. We can see the sunlight dancing on top of the surrounding mountains. If only we were up there, we might say to ourselves. But we have to put that aside. Up there, on top of the mountain, that has its own troubles. But we're down here. We're down in the shady place, sinking, we're struggling. And that's trouble enough. So what do? We're in an age of pressing. We're in a time of tribulation, not great tribulation, but tribulation nonetheless. If we consider closely what Zechariah said in the name of the Lord, he said, "Return to me, and I will return to you." Shavuili, translated another way, turn to me. The Lord is saying, turn away from the way that brought you down into that bottomland, down into that swampy place, and turn to me. This is, by definition, of course, repentance, a turning away from and to. See, bottomland experiences, whether between actual mountain ranges or in life, are sometimes unavoidable. But there's life down in that place. And this is the life that builds endurance to climb, to keep going. It's during these times where we feel and experience our faith growing as we see the Lord providing and making a way where there seems to be none. So when we find ourselves down in those bottom lands, it's easy to become entirely too focused on the circumstance. But we need to turn to the Lord. And that's what Zechariah is telling us. Turn. Turn to him. And we'll be reminded that he is there with us. He hasn't left us. Turning to the Lord doesn't get us out of the bottom lands, but it brings him into it with us. We're reminded that he's there. We remember that he's there. We remember that he hasn't left us. We know that he is with us. We know that he is leading the way. We know that his favor is going before us. Even in the most difficult and trying of circumstances, we know that his grace is working in our life. We know that Messiah is making a way when there seems to be none. Remember, Messiah Jesus said, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age," Matthew 28:20. And that includes that bottom land time, that time where we are trudging through life, we might say, where the exit does not seem apparent, where the water keeps getting deeper and deeper. But we need to remember, this is our time of faithing unto him and turning to him, because we're never alone. We're not forsaken. Even in the most dire circumstance, he has not left us, and he never will. As the author of Hebrews tells us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that means even when we're in a difficult circumstance, our Lord and Savior is there with us. Friends, I pray that there was something of blessing and reminder for you in this message today. Turn your eyes to Jesus. He is always with us, and he'll never leave us. In his name I pray. Amen. Amen. This has been Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.